Last hour, we did the top 10 interview moments on the red carpet for Beer Mug. Coming up, we have the top 10 callers of the year for 2018. This is your participation on the program, on the way. Whose headphones are turned up way too loud?
I have all the mics on because something everyone's weird in here because we're all excited
yeah,
for the
I know
Wheel
you are
of Gifts.
Yeah! Right, thousand.
Okay. Look, I know I have myself to blame because I got to the point where I became too lazy to buy Christmas gifts for everybody. So I'm the one who actually suggested years ago, hey, what if we just spun a wheel and then whatever it lands on, that's the gift card you
thousand,
get.
Thousand,
there's no thousand on the wheel, you guys. So that's what we've been doing the last few years is we have, well, what's on the wheel? What are the potential numbers it could land on?
We've got $100, mm-hmm. $50. $250, $75, $500, $25, $1,709. Kevin, I hope you land on that. And then, of course, $1,000.
Everything under $75 is a reasonable amount for it to land on.
So $5 to $1,000.
Anything under that hurts me deeply to my soul. All right, I guess I need to start taking notes here to have to stay
later. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's the most wonderful time of the year where Bean shows how generous he is as he gives all the Kevin and Bean Show members a gift card from Amazon. Let's get ready to play
Bean's Wheel of Gift Cards!
Thousand, thousand, thousand!
$500 is a lot, you guys. Why are you pushing for double that?
Because you said, if I'm not mistaken, in the last month, that you're rich. You guys remember that? Because I was very shocked that Bean would say that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to claim you're poor?
Yes, I'm very poor.
No.
All right, who's spinning first?
Let's get
the show on the road.
I can go first.
All right, Jensen.
I deserve the $1,000.
All right, here we go.
Well, you have been on the show for 3 weeks. So you certainly
spun it kind of lightly.
Wow.
All right.
It's got a weird technique.
Ooh.
How much?
Oh, $250.
Okay. $250.
Yay.
That's way too much for Jensen.
Fantastic.
And by the way, he has 10 jobs. He doesn't need anything from me.
Oh, I'll take it.
Please, Wheel of Gift Cards.
All right, who's next?
Can we mic the wheel a little bit more, by the way? You can't really hear it.
Yeah. Put the yellow mic over there, which Dave told me to turn off. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready?
Yep. Chip.
There you go.
That's
now
good
we're
spin.
Spinning.
I feel like
now
we're
Jim.
Spinning.
All right, just wait to see.
Chip.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Oh!
$50.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Please, Wheel of Gift Cards.
All right, I will allow it.
I'll go.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me $1,000. No whammies.
Nice
there
spin.
There is no $1,000, by the way.
$1,000.
$1,000 equals zero.
All right, let's see here. Omar.
It was on the $1,000 and then fell into the $50.
Oh.
Damn.
Please, Wheel of Gift Cards.
All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
All right. Please note, by the way, we've barely begun. I am already out hundreds of dollars.
Shut up, you're rich.
There we go.
Ooh, why did you guys put New Orleans House up there?
What happened?
It was one little nugget away from $1,000, and I got $5 freaking dollars.
$5. $5, okay.
Damn it! I hate Christmas!
Peace! Wheel of Gift Cards!
I will send you that $5 in candy corn. That sounds great.
All right, who's up?
I'll go.
All right, Dave, King of Mexico.
Here comes Dave.
Good spin.
A little finesse on it.
Finesse, huh? And
I love
it is
we're dodging the $1,000 controversy.
$250. Oh, ouch! Is $250 the most that we've had
so far?
Jensen
yeah.
and Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's left? Christine.
Right, I'll go, guys.
Okay, Christine, go ahead.
Here we go.
$1,000.
This is my actual money that we're talking about here.
Oh. Only for another.
Oh! Again, one off.
Dude, it's rigged. It's totally rigged.
All right. Bean, it's only your money for another 15 minutes.
She got a...
Rigged.
Christine got 50.
Right? 50 also.
Okay.
All right.
But Jensen, how much are you doing the math over there?
I'm doing the
math. How much am I in for
right now? You're in for about $700.
Guys, I'm telling you.
Bean, you're a bad broadcaster because you should have asked Allie that question.
$655.
Reminder that Mugs hit the 1,000 last year.
All right, here we go, Mugs.
Ringer.
1,000!
This is my stomach hurts now as a result of this.
Tony Riggs!
Just went past the 1,000 to the 5.
Rigged!
$5 sounds about right.
All right, up steps Mr. Kevin Ryder to the
wheel. The final spin.
I mean, does anyone deserve 1,000 more than me?
Nobody, Kevin.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
You deserve it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, come on.
The last spin. See if I get out of here alive.
It's literally 1709.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Rigged.
That's unbelievable.
I feel good about four of those spins.
You're still at about $677.09.
Oh, my God.
So should we look for that one? Are you going to mail it today?
No.
Email. This is an email thing because you're doing Amazon.
He can just email it.
We can do it in the next 10 minutes.
I don't think Amazon does gift cards anymore, you guys.
Thanks a lot, B. We appreciate it.
Thank you, B. We love gift cards.
One of the little things in life that makes me happy is knowing that someone's alarm went off during that song.
Right? That's the way you want to wake up.
That's the first thing you hear in the morning. Like, it's not tough enough waking up at 7:20 in the morning, but you're welcome. And welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How did we get on this topic, you guys, of little things that make you happy?
Sadly, it was Omar. Omar brought up...
Oh, no.
Yeah. He brought up the... No wipe. I'll just say it. That makes him happy.
A no wiper.
Yeah. A no wiper.
Yeah.
Which is... I don't want to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's weird because Omar... Okay. So then we started... You see what I'm saying?
Now some people just woke up to that.
Right? That's the first thing they heard.
Yeah. It's getting worse and worse. So once the topic was is it a topic breached or broached? I think it's broached. Once the topic was broached, then Allie just lit up. She's like, oh, that's my whole life is those little things, those moments, those things that just make the world seem magical.
It's the little things that usually people would just never even think about, but they bring you insane amounts of joy. One thing that brings me insane amounts of joy is when I'm I get my clothes fresh from the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
You just washed your sheets. How good do they smell, first of all? So warm. And then you go to put that fitted sheet on the bed, and you nail the right side for the fitted sheet. So you don't have to put it on, then realize, oh, crap, it goes the other way. When you nail the fitted sheet, I'm telling you, I had a run. I did it 6 times in a row.
No.
And it felt so
good.
You're
a sorceress.
No, it was wondrous, I'm telling you. And then that next time, I was like, well, you know what?
Good average.
I had a great run.
You sure did.
Absolutely.
You must have felt like a Wonder Woman or something like that.
I was solving all the world's problems.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
But it's dumb stuff like that, like little things.
That's
that
what
you're
we're looking
like,
for.
Yes.
Is the smaller the better.
Yes, for sure.
At 1-800-520-1067, little things that make you happy.
Here's one that assistant producer Christine just weighed in with on this topic. My favorite little thing is when you pick up... You pick up a bottle of dishwashing liquid, and little bubbles pop out and fly around while you're doing the dishes.
That does sound great.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Delightful.
That's Snow White-esque.
It's like you're in a Disney movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's really good. I have one that I'd like to contribute to, and again, we're taking your calls on this topic at 1-800-520-1067. And I think I've mentioned this before. It's very difficult to do, but if you can get, when you buy gas... If you can get both the amount of gas that you put into your car and the amount of money that you're paying to both end in zeros, that's magic.
That's a slot machine.
So it's not
it's
just
like a slot machine.
It's
not
just an even number, like an eight. It has to end at zero.
Zero, zero. Yeah. It has to end in zero, zero. Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Not often enough, okay. I'll tell you. And it all depends on how much the price of gas is, too. You know what I mean?
Do you stop it on purpose there?
You can certainly stop how much you're going to pay. You can say, I've decided to put $40 in, or 36, or whatever the number is. But that never is also a zero-zero.
Never matches
the gas.
Up, yeah.
What a burn.
You got to do both. And, I mean, it happens so rarely, but when it does, I mean, you just want to go and just hug everyone at the gas station and insist they come over and look at it and take pictures with you.
And they're like, what's this weird guy doing?
Yeah, I know.
I don't care how much gas he got.
Whole number gas. That's my thing.
Listen, I could say the easy ones. Email under 20 is great. Receiving mail, those are good ones. But I have two very specific ones. One is when you find a parking space and you lock it in, and a car is coming the other way thinking they could get the parking spot, and then you know you've gotten that spot.
Right.
And there's no stress, there's no worry. You know it's your spot.
Then Alec Baldwin gets out and punches you right in the face.
That's the problem. But then my other one, it's only happened to me twice. It's very specific. You know the TV show Cheaters?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Two times I've turned on Cheaters, and when I wonder which episode this is, and it's the one where the host gets stabbed on the yacht.
That's the famous
both
one, yeah.
Times?
Yeah, I've really only stumbled on Cheaters twice, and both times it was the Joey Greco being stabbed on a boat episode.
That made you so happy.
So happy. I think about it maybe twice a month.
Kevin, do you have any?
When you peel an orange in one piece.
Oh, yeah.
So satisfying.
It's so rare, too. Do you do it often?
I try.
Yeah.
Don't do it often, but I try.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But when you do, it's like, yes!
Feels real good.
Everyone could see me now!
And then you post it to Instagram.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Paul from Cyprus texts us. Same number, by the way, 1-800-520-1067. Paul's in the 714. He says, I love it when someone zooms past me on the road, and then we end up at the same red light.
Oh, that is a good feeling.
What
that
about zooms past you on the road, and then they're pulled over ahead of you as you drive?
Oh,
that's
also,
even better.
Or
that's
it's
even
into
better.
A fatal car crash.
I don't know that that's
too far.
Sorry, just me.
All right, let's go to Long Beach. Let's say hi to our friend Stephanie. She's on line one here. We're talking about those little things in life that make you happy.
Hey, Stephanie.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the best thing in life is when you don't even try and you make the perfect cup of coffee.
Okay, what's the perfect cup of coffee for you?
Well, a dark blonde, not really sweet, but just, I don't know, just at the perfect temperature. You can sip on it. I don't know, it's just so good.
I'm with you.
All right.
Okay.
I hear you.
Good enough. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Doesn't sound that hard.
Well, no, to get it, if you're making, and it's not like a Keurig or something that you know it's going to be the same type of cup, when you get that perfect cup of coffee and you can sip it and not burn your tongue, but it's also so warm that you feel it go down your insides of your tummy.
Man, so you heard the Cheaters one, right?
All right, you're right.
Let's try line five, please. This is going to be Chris. He is in Anaheim talking about those little things that make you happy. Chris, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, nice to be here. One of the things that make me really happy is buying a fresh packet of socks and slipping them on for the first time.
New socks.
Kevin hears you. Kevin hears you.
Socks.
You know how he is about underwear.
After you wash them, you can never get them like that again.
He's right.
That's true.
He's right.
That's true. It's a one-time
thing.
Like
Kevin, just throw them away after one wear.
I don't do that.
Do it when you got that kind of money, right?
Right, risk Kevin.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Angie, line four. She's in Duarte on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Angie.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning. What's your little thing that makes you happy?
When the USB goes in the port correctly.
Oh, good one. And you don't have to flip it or anything.
Yes.
Good one.
And we're not, this is not a euphemism, right? We're literally talking about USBs.
I've never experienced that. I hope to sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Let's try, how about Thaddeus, Woodland Hills, line two. We'll take one more before the break and then as many calls as we can take afterwards at 1-800-520-1067. Thaddeus, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
What's the little thing that makes you happy?
So, you know how when you're pouring like soda or beer and it like froths over and you have to like gauge on whether or not it's going to spill over or something?
Right.
Just like when you can pour it and it still stays at the top, when the bubbles or like the froth stays at the top.
Yeah. I feel that with Prosecco every time. Oh, yeah, it delights me, right? Thaddeus. Yes.
No one wants to do like the quick drink.
Nobody wants that. And then if it spills over the cup, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to clean it up and
yes,
whatever. And you're just like at the top, just like trying to suck up like the little froth or whatever and to get it away
so
or whatever.
Attracted to you right now. Yes. Yes.
All right, you two, we're going to pay for your date if you'd like to go out on it. Thank you, Thaddeus, for the call. We'll be right back with your little things that make you happy next on Kids.
I had a panic at the disco. Let's take one phone call and make it. Daniel in Downey. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
We're talking about those little things that just make you light up.
Well, for me, it's when I get up to go to work in the morning at 5 o'clock, but I jump in the shower, and it's the perfect temperature. I think that makes me just not want to go to work. Just sit there, stand there in the shower.
Daniel, how long does that take? How long are you, how long is it? Does it get to a perfect moment before you get in?
Well, I mean, you know, being a guy, you know, you turn it on, then you do what, you know, you shave, shower, and whatever, but you turn it on when you're done with your other, you get in, and it's just the perfect temperature without even thinking. You don't have to adjust anything. It's just when you get turn it on, you just whoop, do your thing, get in, and it's just ready to go. And you just, well for you me, can, I just stand
you
there.
You can never move from that house, seriously. You're going to have to live there for the rest of your life because you're not going to find that everywhere you go, Daniel. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Little things, you guys, they can mean a lot.
We're talking about tiny things, the smaller the better, that make you very happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got a text from Jason in the 909. He said, when you order French fries and you get an onion ring inside the box.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
That is a sweet thing.
See, that would make me uncomfortable. I don't like that at all because that means somebody's asleep at the wheel, man. That means somebody's not doing their job properly.
It's a bonus. No. It's just when they're putting it from the fryer, one moved over.
Yeah, it's
and
like
that
a
just
nice
got
surprise.
It's, yeah, slight little surprise.
Chip,
yeah.
You have one?
I have one, yeah. So every morning I drive about 45 minutes to work. I drive from Orange County.
Right.
And I listen to a different album when I drive up here.
Mm-hmm.
When I turn to swipe my key card to open the gate, if the album ends as I'm doing that,
perfectly
boom.
Ends.
Boom. Nice. Touchdown.
Nice.
Here's Brenda from Montebello texting in 626. When the printer is short on paper, but you're too lazy to add more and your print job uses the exact amount of paper that's left,
oh, that's
you walk away
too.
Knowing the next sucker has to fill it.
That is glorious.
The next sucker has to fill it.
All right, let's go to line four, Jensen. I think you'll appreciate George. He'll be your new soulmate calling us from Compton here.
Hey, George.
Hello there.
Hi. Tiny things that make you happy.
Well, to me, it's finding that secret bathroom at work that nobody really knows about, that nobody really uses, and it's like always the cleanest one, and you just do your business, and you know nobody's going to bother you. Oh. It's just amazing.
George, that's like, that was honestly fanfic for me.
It's like the call was coming from inside your head.
Yeah, I have been searching this building far and wide. I do it everywhere I work. But boy, when you find a crisp, unused bathroom in your work, it probably stays at that job forever.
That's really more of a big thing that makes you happy, though, right? I mean, that's so high up on your priority list, Jensen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That,
honestly, when I take a job, it's top three things I think about.
All right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, Chip, you get you-know-what ready as we go to Dan in Pico Rivera. He's on line six, up next on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Little things that make you happy. Dan, you're on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This show has changed my life, and I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay, all right.
I go to the grocery store. I go to any store. The total comes out to $17.09. I cheer up. I get so happy.
I mean, it's like a tribute to Kevin when you see that 1709, right?
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
Say
1709?
What? 1709?
Hold on. What? I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But
that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was a moment with Kevin.
All right, I'm glad that makes you happy, Dan. Dan is right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you listening, sir. Let's go to Katie, line two. Katie's in Seal Beach. I think she's got one you can all identify with as well.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Little things that make you happy.
So, you know when you have a box of cereal and the bag that contains the cereal, it almost always rips when you open it.
Totally.
But when you can open it perfectly along the top on the first try to have it perfectly opened and ready to pour your cereal, bliss.
Has that ever happened, though? I end up having to get scissors sometimes and start punching holes in the bag to get it open. It looks like a crime scene by the time I'm done.
He gets a drill.
Yes.
A chainsaw.
Scissors is usually what I would go for. But when you can do it perfectly the first time without any help, that's when you know.
That's amazing.
I'll let you know when that happens.
Yeah, that's I'm going to have to write a strongly worded letter to Grape Nuts because their bags are almost impossible to
open. Well, they hold sand. They have to be strong bags.
All right. Wow, we have so many, you guys.
How about this one? How about when you wake up like 2 to 3 hours before you have to wake up?
Great feeling.
And then you go, you know what? I get to sleep for another 2 hours.
That's great. Oh, that's awesome, Kevin. You're absolutely right about that. All right. Let's try, Caleb, please. Line 4, Koreatown, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Talking about little things that make you happy.
Yeah, it actually just happened to me, so I figured I would call in and tell you guys about it. When a police officer is behind you and he turns his lights and siren on, but he's not after you and he flies past you.
Oh,
that is the best, because it makes your heart skip a beat and it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just go back to texting.
I'm glad they didn't get you this time. Thank you very much. Here's another text we just got from Gavin in the 818. What makes me happy when Chipotle doesn't charge me for the guac because it's hidden underneath the lettuce that I asked the worker to add to my bowl. Huge score. Sounds like he's working a huge scam there is what it sounds like.
The little thing is shoplifting.
All right, let's try line 3. Marilyn up next. Marilyn, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Are you, you're streaming us in Indiana?
Yes.
That's a little thing that makes me happy. Thanks for listening to the show. What's yours?
Okay, so when you lost some weight and you're eyeing those skinny jeans and you're like, no, they're not going to fit, but what the heck? And you put them on and they fit perfectly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's that last little shimmy when you put them on. You're like, I didn't even need to shimmy. Yes.
Congratulations.
Know what you were going to say there, B.
I thought I'd say something nice.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marilyn.
For a change. All right. We might as well deal with Natalie. She's
We have to, though?
She's elephant in the room. We have to. Our last call. Natalie, it's all you.
Oh, last but not least. Mine is, and it's kind of gross, but it's true. When you go number 2 and it disappears. Like, you get up and you look, and there's nothing in there.
Not like magic. You mean like it goes into the hole.
It's just gone.
She's talking
like
about
it's just,
magic.
It's just gone. You don't even ask questions. It's just gone. And the double
whammy. You should ask
the
questions.
The double whammy is when it's in somebody's home or something. You know, that's a great thing.
Oh, like someone you know's home.
Yeah, but isn't that is that what toilets are supposed to do? That's how they're designed.
No. Without flushing or anything.
Without flushing.
It's gone.
Wait.
So without then you don't flush? You leave without flushing?
She doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Then you are talking about magic. You aren't talking about flushing?
No, she's talking about before you flush, it goes down.
How does that happen?
Magic.
It happens. It just disappears. You don't even ask questions. You're like, hey, it's gone.
Natalie, who would you ask a question of? Would you ask the poo?
Where did the poo go? I just wash my hands and I'm done.
You're the best. Call us every day.
Weird. You know, the important.
Spark one up and sing along. Merry Christmas, everybody. Rock, 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 rock and roll. Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Rock, 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 rock and roll Christmas. It makes you love the world. Exchanging gifts, hugs, a love and kiss. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. My chestnut is roasting on an open fire. I'm baking brownies with the marijuana. Spark one up for Christmas. Don't you wish if you open your gift and you find a bag of weed?
And don't you like the stoner Santa gives you a present like that?
I'm so baked!
Christmas is a good time of the year. I love you all. You know why? I'm born in Christmas Eve. If you don't believe me, check my DMV.
Wah! Christmas!
Whole lot of Christmas, whole lot of weed, whole lot of joints. Do me a favor, just spark one up for Christmas. Santa is a stoner. Can't you see his face? He lights up. Even the reindeer, Rudolph reindeer, the nose is red because he gave him a pass it around. You know what I mean. Ho, ho, ho. This is bullshit.
CNN says cuckolding is good for you. That's coming up on this morning's all-new Kevin DeBean Show, plus What's Up with Florida as well, and more tickets for Walk the Moon in the HD Radio Sound Space. First, though, time for great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! Allie, you came up with this feature last year, and it has become a lot of our listeners' favorites because it is a bright spot on what otherwise can seem a pretty bleak news day most of the time.
100%.
There's some nice people out there doing nice things. What do you have?
Well, this one is great news because it tells us what we really should care about in life. And it's from the mouth of babes, really. And it's from a pediatrician named Alistair McAlpine. And this was his original tweet. For an assignment, I asked some of my terminal pediatric palliative care patients what they had enjoyed in life and what gave it meaning. Kids can be so wise, you know, and here are some of their responses. And first he went over what doesn't matter. He said none of them wish they'd watched more TV. None of them wish that they had spent more time on Facebook.
They never asked Bean. He would have said he wished he spent more time on TV.
Yeah. None said they enjoyed fighting with others, and none enjoyed the hospital. But they did talk about their pets and their parents. I love Rufus. His funny bark makes me laugh. I love when Ginny snuggles up to me at night and purrs. And then talking about their parents, I hope my mom will be okay. She seems sad. Dad mustn't worry. He'll see me again soon. Okay. God will take care of my mom and dad when I'm gone. Just so, so, so sad, but so beautiful, because then they're talking about how they all love ice cream. And Harry Potter made me feel brave. I love stories in space. I want to be a great detective like Sherlock Holmes when I'm older. So his takeaway from that part was read to your kids. These kids in the hospital, this is what's inspiring them there. And then many of them wish they had spent less time worrying about what others thought of them and value people that just treat them normally. Like my friends didn't care when my hair fell out, and Jane came to visit me after surgery and didn't even notice my scars. If you go through and read what these kids who are dying are saying what matters. God, I'm losing everything. But it's so beautiful because really none of it matters. Patriots and Eagles fans? None of it, really.
Would it have mattered if the Patriots won?
No.
Okay,
just
checking.
It definitely wouldn't. But just what these kids are saying, they all valued time with their family. Nothing was more important. Mom and dad are the best. My sister always hugs me tight. And no one loves me like my mommy loves me. Just these lessons that these kids learn in such a short amount of time and what matters should really go with you to the end of your life, and we lose sight of that.
I think you're right, and I think it took me getting to be old to appreciate that love and health are really the top two things, and everything else are distant third and fourth and fifth and sixth. Love and health.
Yeah.
Those are the two, so well done, kids.
So, well, his take-home message, be kind, read more books, spend time with your family, crack jokes, go to the beach, hug your dog, tell that special person you love him or her. These are all the things that the kids wish they could have done more. The rest is just details. Oh, and eat ice cream.
There you go.
So Kevin's got that one, Kevin.
Lovely. You're good, Kevin. You're all set. And that's my great news. Sorry for crying and being a big old wuss.
That really is great news. That's definitely something to think about. We have to post that story for people to read later. I have a fascinating meet cute story, you guys. This is
Done crying, if you could just...
Emmy Abrahamsson. She is 41 years old. She is Swedish, but she was living in Vienna, Austria back in 2006. She took a holiday to Amsterdam, and while she was there, she was approached by a big old hairy homeless man. He was a mess, had clearly been on the streets for some time with the matted hair and the dirty clothes and whatnot. But all she could see was, as she reported later, being struck by his beautiful brown eyes and felt like they had a connection. They spoke with each other for about 10 minutes and had such a good time that she said, "Hey, I'll meet you back here in a week on that bench over there." Who makes a follow-up appointment with a homeless guy that hits you up for cash on the street? Well, that's exactly what she did, and they continued their relationship until she said, "I've got to go back to Vienna, but here's my phone number if you ever find yourself out there." Again, who gives their phone number to a homeless guy? "If you ever find yourself out there, please look me up." Well, that's exactly what that homeless guy did. Nick, Coca-Cola. Nope, not like that. Not like that at all.
Okay, I misunderstood.
It took him 3 weeks to get to Vienna, by the way. A, he was trying to raise the money for transport. And B, he spent a couple of nights in jail because he had stolen a chicken because he didn't have any money. So that slowed him down a little bit getting to Austria.
Sure.
But eventually he did make it to Austria. He called her up. They started dating. And now, nope, not yet. Have now been married.
Not yet, he said.
What?
Have now been married for over 10 years together. They have 6-year-old twins, Desta and Till. She explained in a recent television interview, "Straight away I could see he was homeless. He was very dirty. So were his hands, his fingernails. He was holding a briefcase, which I thought only crazy people did. Later on, I found out that that's where he held his sleeping bag and his cans of beer. It turned out that he was an American tourist who had run out of money but had decided he did not want to go home yet. So he took to living on the streets. Then he took to drinking, and then he became an alcoholic. And he was in a very bad place when he met his wife-to-be. But you should see how happy they are now. And he's all cleaned up. He went back to school. He became an electrical engineer. As I said, they have two beautiful children together, and they are still here. So, Chip, what I'm saying is you need to broaden your horizons.
How dare you?
Don't automatically discount every homeless dude that comes up and hits you up for money, because that could be a future Mr. Right for you and all the single ladies listening. And that is great news.
All right, and my great news comes out of Pennsylvania. Nicole Grimes is her name. She was 10 years old. She asked for a puppy. She just wanted a puppy as a kid, and she got one.
Nice.
She got a Pomeranian poodle mix. So she was thrilled. She had the puppy, but then her dad started working from home, and the puppy was just too loud and was barking. It was really, really – it was too hard for him to work, so they had to get rid of the puppy.
No, you get rid of the dad.
You don't train the puppy to not bark?
You get rid of the dad.
They took Chloe to the Washington County Humane Society in hopes of getting the dog a different family.
Sure.
And a family that would love the dog.
Okay.
Cut to 8 years later, she sees a Facebook post from somebody saying, "You know what? This dog is elderly. It needs more care than I can give it. So I'm looking for a family." And she says, "Well, that dog sort of looks like the one I had, so I'm going to take that dog." She did. They looked at the chip on it. Same dog.
No. F you. Now you want the dog back?
Now you want the dog back?
The dog's all old and won't bark as much. We'll take it back.
The point
is, this family.
F this family.
F this family.
Boo!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:21.
Oh, still going.
Yeah, we don't.
104 Paul Simon concerts. What the hell? Hey, DJ Omar Khan.
Good morning. How are you?
You have a good time this weekend?
Ugh, why don't we get the day off after Acoustic Christmas?
Oh, amen.
Seriously.
I took it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but it was great times. Great times.
It was good. Fun. Glad to hear it. Also excited to see your face this time of year, because you are in charge. You're the archivist here at the Kevin and Bean Show, and you are in charge of a bunch of lists of the top tens that we do at the end of the year as we reflect back, in this case, on 2018. And this time, you get to toot your own horn a little bit, because we're doing the top 10 Omar intros of the year.
The top 10 Omar intros. The top 10 Omar intros. And I don't think I really. Really, the intros are the best thing on the show.
problem with this process in that Omar picks them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then makes his own jingle for them.
Yeah.
And
right.
then ranks them and then right. plays yes. them in order that he likes.
That's correct.
Who else does that? Isn't that weird? I don't get to do that with Moments with.
Hey. I think Omar's got a pretty good read, though, on his own work. I think he's reasonable. And this has been a banner year once again for intros. Where do we start at number 10?
Absolutely. Well, I just want to kind of first toot my own horn and say I did 56 intros this year.
Is that
wow.
right?
Oh,
so yeah,
most of them are incredibly stupid, and Omar's like, "Yep, I can do it."
Exactly. So I have titles that didn't make the top 10, like the Tom Tom Club.
Oh.
We did a game called "Am I Ryan or Am I Lion?" Okay. We did Dr. Hockey. We did What the Duck, and then we did a game called "Are You Down with the Brown?" Most of these games, I have no idea what we're giving away.
Let's save "Are You Down with the Brown" for next year. Yeah. I like that one.
So at number 10, you guys, we were giving away tickets to April Foolishness, and we were having people call in with a guy walks into a bar jokes.
Okay.
And we're not creative. We're all, Omar, we're going to call this game A Guy Walks Into a Bar.
You can all win tickets to April Foolishness, Foolishness. Come on, tell the joke and make sure it's not filled with crappiness. All we really want is to laugh a lot, laugh a lot. So tell us why this guy walked into this.
Jokes. You hear the disgust in Omar's voice that he's being asked to do this.
Yeah, that's, you know what's funny is that that's a good representation of something that I hear in my head, and then I go into the lab and I can't really execute because there's a bunch of extra like syllables in there
sure.
that are not in the original song, but I just go with it. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah,
because
do.
I'm an artist.
Right.
At number 9, we were giving away tickets to Call of Duty, and we did a game called Celebrity Valor. And
Celebrity Valor.
Yeah, this is my best kind of military drill sergeant impression.
If you get the answer right, you'll hear this. If you get it wrong, you hear this. It's time for Celebrity Valor. Get some. Get some. Get some.
You want to hear a funny story about that one?
Yes, please.
You can hear how loud I'm yelling, right?
Yeah.
So we.
I hear how loud you're yelling now. You have
a
microphone.
Really? Sorry, my
yeah,
bad.
No worries.
So. We moved into this new building uh-huh. here, and there's like other radio stations that are not really as loud as we are.
Mm-hmm.
So people are in other studios. They can look into my studio.
Yeah.
So I'm yelling at my top of my lungs, and people are like, what is wrong with
you're
that
yelling,
guy?
Get some!
Yeah,
he's like, oh, no.
What's happening?
Stop, drop, yeah, and roll, or whatever you do. The guy over at The Wave is like, what the hell's going on here?
Exactly. At number 8, we were giving away tickets to the Ohana Festival, and this year we found out that Bean plays a ukulele.
Mm. Does
so,
he?
So we decided to do...
Bean has a ukulele is what we found out.
We decided to do Hawaiian trivia, and we did Strump Butta Bean.
Hey, you know that Bean now plays the ukulele. He loves it so much. He knows all about Hawaii. Just you try to stump the man. He knows everything Hawaiian. Stump Butta Bean, Stump Butta Bean.
I mean, that's well done.
That's pretty good. The other thing I guess I find so weird about my job is that I have to do so many different genres of like
sure.
different stuff. And most of the stuff, you know, it's just crazy. So one of the biggest hits of the year was Baby Shark. And Jensen did this new feature called I Found It on YouTube. And the reason I love this intro is because every time we play it, I get some hate on the Afro line saying, I can't get that song out of my head.
I found this
on YouTube, do 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 on YouTube, do 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 on YouTube, do 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 on YouTube.
Now I'm gonna have that stuck in my head all day.
At number six is a good example of something. You know, I try to keep the intros between 20 and 30 seconds, but you know what? Sometimes the artist in me just takes over.
Sure.
And this happens.
They want to kill you and they want your soul. And they give you nightmares at night.
Wake up, wake up.
They're so scary and they're possessed by the devil. They give you such a big fright.
I'm dying to devil.
Horror movie villains. Come on and guess it right or you'll be dead. Horror movie villains. I hope you get it wrong, I won't bloodshed. Red horror movie villains. Dead, dead, dead,
Too much? I knew it was too long.
You don't go to Oasis and tell them, hey, Champagne Supernova has to be 3 minutes.
Why don't you cut that down?
Right. Thank you, Dean.
You're an artist.
At number five, we did a game called One Star Review where Jensen goes to Amazon.com and reads one star reviews, and people have to guess what the people are reviewing.
Right.
And I like this one because it has such a throwback sound.
Hey, you, what do? I hop on the internet, write a review. I think this sucks so much. One star for you. One star review. I think this is worse than poo. One star review. Man, I really, really hate you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. At number four, I don't know why we did Stump Alley, but
Stump Alley.
Do you remember Alley?
I think it had to do with math.
Okay.
Was it? Yeah,
maybe. I'm not sure, but here, I'm dead sexy on this one.
Stump Alley. Stump for good. Stump. Stump Alley. Stump Alley. Oh, so good. Ugh, I'm moist.
Can I just say that Ali and I, neither of us remember that.
Blocked that out. No memory of that.
Bean?
Nothing.
Nope. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I think Omar's just slipping in new stuff now.
At number three, one of my favorite features that we introduced to the Kevin and Bean Show this year was animal stories, and this is what I came up with.
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories. Just for you, let's find out what they're up to.
That's my favorite. I love it.
That was a good one. And also, it needs to be used over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because we do it a lot, so that's a good one.
Thanks, man. Another one that we do on a regular basis, we introduced this feature this year, is Cheers with Beer Mug.
Sure.
And I always have a smile on my face when I hear this defensive song.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
Thanks to Psycho Mike Catherwood for the vocals on that one. And number one, I don't know what we were giving away or what we did, but this one was called Know Your Kevin, and the intro is amazing.
Do you know your Kevin? He was sent to us from heaven.
That's stupid.
He's a little slow, but how well do you really know
Kevin?
Do you know your Kevin? IQ of almost 11.
What?
Do you know your Kevin?
Kev Dog.
Do you know your Kevin?
Ooh, he's so horny. Wow, I'm an asshole.
Do you know your Kevin?
That song is over, and now we'll speak.
Do you know your Kevin?
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch?
It's also, what was I just going to say?
Know your Kevin.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
I totally forgot that I even did that. Had no idea. Don't know what we were giving away. But
I'm so happy you found it.
But I love it.
And that's the top 10?
The top 10 Omar Andros. Oh, yeah.
We discovered Wing on South Park. And we did some research. We found out she was real. This is one of those people like the Armenian comedian who everybody asks, that has to be a put on. And you go, no, this is the real deal. And we can't believe it either. This is Wing's Christmas EP. And you want to hear a little of Silent Night? Yep.
Yes, I do.
From Wing.
Sleeping heavily.
By the way, I'm pretty sure she didn't say peace.
She said pee.
She said sleep in heavenly pee, right?
Sleep in heavenly pee.
Yeah, she may not understand the meaning of that song. I don't want to sleep in heavenly pee. I'm not interested. A little White Christmas for you.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the
the idea that she's not heard any of these songs.
Yes,
I do. And timing-wise, she's always off.
as far as being on tune, she's always off. Right. But you know that she's really, really happy with herself. You want to hear a little Hallelujah?
The classic Leonard Cohen song? Yes.
Oh, my God. She nails this one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I got to be honest. I was in the other room. I shed a tear. I mean, that really, that one, I really started crying. That was so nice.
Soul in that.
Was this produced by our pal Rappy McRapperson?
I don't know, but I imagine so.
Because if so, we've got to get him on and we've got to congratulate him on listening to that take of Hallelujah and then giving her the thumbs up and going, nailed it.
I don't know this song, Christmas Today. Maybe you do, Bean, or maybe it's an original. I don't know. Christmas.
Sounds like a new one.
Christmas Today by Wing.
Christmas Ring, a wrap to the beep. Yes, a Christmas tree, the dove of peace. The rich people had a big feast.
What? Something about rich people and fists. I don't know what that was.
Elevating fists, I thought. I don't know. Somewhere Yoko Ono is really ticked off that somebody's biting her act.
No kidding. This one is unbelievable because she takes time to tell the story, the updated story of Santa Claus.
This ring is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Right.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Okay.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Oh, that's great.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
See, because the old song, I mean, that was really outdated.
Yeah.
He doesn't use a sleigh anymore. It's just not efficient. You have to have a helicopter.
Santa Claus, he visits us today, December 24.
Is this rapping or is it singing?
It's
or
her
is
rapping.
It spoken word?
I think it's spoken word.
All right.
Whoa, it's coming right now in an helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart.
I already said that.
He lives in the front yard.
This might be too much detail.
He lives
in the front yard
of a nursery. All the babies crying for moms. He feeds them both if they are.
Let's listen to that again.
All the babies crying for moms.
Okay.
He feeds them both if they are hungry.
He does what if they're hungry?
You heard her.
I think I heard what I thought she said,
yes.
But that can't be right. What did she really say, though?
I'm guessing that there's feeding involved. That word, however, was not used.
Nope.
Is it possible that she said he first asks if they are hungry?
Maybe.
First, maybe, instead of, okay.
Let's go with it.
Let's go with that. Because if not, then we got a big problem on our hands.
Then he returned to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city. Dance! City dance!
What?
Dance! Helicopter dance!
Dance?
Dance? Helicopter dance?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
What is going on?
Does the helicopter dance?
I don't know!
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Dance! Santa Claus dance!
Look, he's giving us gifts. You need him to dance too? Take it easy on him.
Yeah, let love the music, by the way. Love the music.
Follow Santa. He's playing a flute.
Now he's playing a flute.
Follow Santa. Take the secret flute. The church to place the law.
Okay, stop. That was something about the terrorist. Tell the terrorist to something,
stop
the
breaking
law.
The law.
What does the terrorist have to do with Santa and his flute?
Follow Santa. Take the secret flute. To the church. To place the law. Or the children follow Santa down the road.
I think he goes to the church to place the log.
Oh, ew.
Which is code.
Sons and daughters, But if you are silly, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus.
She just ran out of time for the verse. And then if you if you're not asleep, then you can't go to the helicopter. Santa Claus.
On the helicopter.
That's the best song I've ever heard.
Santa Claus.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You can go to wingmusic.co.nz, by the way, if you want to buy. Very few of Wing's songs are available on iTunes, by the way. All the singles, ladies, is. But and you can also go to her website and get a wingtone. If you want to make Santa on a helicopter your wingtone for the holidays on your phone, you can do that, too.
I would just like to rule out the word fist.
You're going to be hanging on the side of the street.
I'd feel better about that as well.
That's what we need to do.
You do love the Lumineers. They're playing along with Panic at the Disco and Empire of the Sun and Weezer, Chili Peppers, Garbage, Fits in the Tantrum, so much more. Again, we got your tickets you can win just after 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to be looking for your fan song. We're going to ask you to write and record or parody somebody else's song about your love for the Weenie Roast and why you need to be there. So that's coming up this morning. Front row tickets, by the way, if I didn't mention that. All right. I generally have, I try, and Kevin, I know you do the same thing, try to filter out email from anybody out of Boston, just in general.
Sure.
We don't need to hear anything people from Boston have to say. But somehow Todd's email got through. Kevin and Bean, I'm an avid.
Spell Todd for us.
Well, I think his joke was, his name is spelled Todd, T-O-D-D.
Oh, okay.
He spelled it T-A-W-D at the end, and I think he's kind of making fun of the way the Boston people can't speak English.
Right.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I'm an avid podcast listener of your show. I've been listening for the past 7 years from Boston. What's up, Allie? I just discovered the best thing while listening to the podcast on my iPhone. As I was listening, I missed something you said, and I went to hit the back 15 seconds button. But I accidentally hit the speed button instead. Now, for folks who don't listen to the podcast on a phone, that they do have those options. If you want to go back 15 seconds or go forward 15 seconds, or if you want to make the, for whatever reason, if you want to make the thing go twice as fast or half as fast, you can do that. Now, what do you suppose that feature is there for?
I don't know. And I can't imagine that any of us said anything that was worth going back 15 seconds for.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, sometimes you miss a punchline or you miss a guest introduction's name. I can understand that. But I don't understand why they give you the options of speeding up and slowing down. I don't get that. Anyway, so I hit the speed button instead, Todd says. That started speeding up the show. And then after I hit the speed button a couple more times, it ended up on half speed. And I have to tell you, when you play your show at half speed, it sounds like you guys are doing the show completely drunk off your ass. I've never laughed so hard in my life. In fact, I listened to the rest of the show about 20 minutes more, all in half speed. I might start listening to the show this way from now on. You guys need to play some parts of the show in half speed to have a good laugh. Love the show. Fire beer mug. Todd from Boston. All right. I had not tried this before, but I did last night go to Friday's podcast right as we were coming on the air at 5:30 to see what it sounds like. So I'm going to hit the tape, and it's going to pick up right before we come on live. And let's see what Todd found so amusing. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
And now. Okay, guys. Hey, guess what? You just got blamed.
Oh! Yeah! Our feature presentation. We take such joy in such stupidity. That is accurate.
Yeah, that's this show. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Friday, the 6th of May.
What's up, you guys?
You know.
Hanging and banging.
Right.
What?
Like we do.
Honking the hits, like
honking
you do.
That's right.
Everybody excited about the weekend?
Sure.
Listen to Allie's yes, by the way.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Doing anything? Going any place? Living in dreams?
Living any dreams? No, I don't think so.
I am.
My dream is for more sleep.
Are you living the dream this weekend, Allie?
It's like 5 days I'm working.
Yes.
I noticed that, by the way. So, I didn't want to say anything and jinx it yesterday, but when you showed up 4 days in a week yesterday, I thought that was some sort of new world record.
How are you feeling today?
I think I'm going to make it.
What do you guys think?
Wow, we're so much more interesting that way.
Disturbing.
Not interesting, but just disturbing, yeah.
You guys want a little more?
Oh, yes. Please.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a second wind, or are you just running on fumes now?
No, I'm all good. I feel better than I ever have.
Couldn't even get that out.
Kevin, you're right? I'm fine. I'm good.
Wow.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Todd from Boston with a new exciting way for you to listen to this
show. How
about
that?
It only takes twice as long, but I think it might be worth it.
Good luck, everybody.
Have you heard the news, by the way? K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas is happening again this year on Saturday and Sunday, December 8th to 9th at the Forum. Tickets are going on sale tomorrow. I cannot emphasize that enough. Tomorrow at noon.
Both nights go on sale tomorrow at noon.
That's right. 12 o'clock noon tomorrow, Friday. Ticketmaster.com if you want to be with us to see Florence and the Machine and Death Cab for Cutie and Bastille and Mike Shinoda and Smashing Pumpkins and 30 Seconds to Mars and Greta Van Fleet. And hell yeah, even Third Eye Blind. You want to buy those tickets at noon tomorrow. Get your details at K-Rock.com.
All right, what are we doing here, Muggs? You got another side hustle? What's happening?
You know,
why do you need a side hustle?
I think I'm on a roll, you guys, because my first side hustle was the ASMR. I mean, people loved it. It worked. It was therapy for people. And I think I found...
Do you know that, or are you guessing at that?
A lot of people contacted me
Did
on
they?
Social media,
wow.
Told me how much of a relief I was eating Cheetos into a microphone.
Sure.
And
a lot of people, I got to give Muggs some credit here. It encouraged a lot of people to go on a diet after they saw Muggs sitting there with his shirt on.
Absolutely. And so now my new side hustle is something that is very big in today's pop culture world. And it's the dawn of mumble rap. And with art,
I mean, we're not at the dawn of it right now, but
well,
it's sort of noon.
Okay, fair enough.
It may even be 2:30.
It might be early afternoon. Yeah,
I will take. I stand corrected.
Okay,
but you know, you guys have heard of like artists like Future. You know, with a song like he just raps Percocet, Molly Percocet over and over. And then like Dave's favorite artist, Designer, because he raps Panda, 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 Panda over and over again.
Right.
So these mumble rappers, the biggest one is Migos. I actually don't mind Migos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And but I mean, you got these artists like Lil Pump. With a stupid song like Gucci Gang. And you, if you listen to the lyrics of most of these songs, it's so easy.
I see. So you look at it and you go, I could do that.
Anybody could. I could do it. I think my 2-year-old could do it, really, to be honest. So I hit the studio and I have created something that I think will break me big on the pop charts. That is my mumble rap. And this is the new installment of Beer Mug's. Oh,
yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
This is the new installment of Beer Mug's Side Hustle.
My name is Beer Mug and I need some money because Kevin and Bean pay really tea. Now I'm looking for a side hustle that will make me rich so I can tell Kevin and Bean that I quit this bitch. It's now for another installment of Beer Mug Side Hustle with me, Beer Mug.
Oh, with you. Okay.
I could also be a reggae hype man if I needed to be.
Now, Omar, he came into your studio and said, I got a plan. I need to do this.
Yeah. Listen, this man standing in front of you is such a genius.
Is he?
Oh. When you guys hear this track, I mean, the microphone was on flames.
Was it?
It just burst into flames because there was so much fire.
Sure.
This track is so lit, guys,
right?
That he's going to go top 10 in, what time is it now? Oh, in 1 hour from now, he's going to go top 10 on the Billboard charts.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, it's good. It's gonna
usually
be, it's great.
Doesn't move that fast.
Listen.
Okay.
Muggs.
All right, what's your mumble rapper name here, Muggs?
It's Muggos. I mean, hello. Come on now.
Love.
Muggos.
Yep.
And what's the song title?
Mumble Rap.
What's up, man? It's Beer Mug.
Beer Mug.
A.K.A. Muggos.
Muggo.
This is my new song called Mumble Rap. I'm about to get it. I got a bottle of Coke.
Sniff it.
You got a bottle of Coke.
Drink it.
Rhyme skills are not a joke.
Laughing.
Got allergies up in my nose.
Sneezing.
Pass me the weed and I'll toke.
Coughing.
Exhale all of my smoke.
Breathing.
Rolling around on the float.
Dying.
Call it murder, she wrote.
Angela.
Kevin and Bean's the show.
Stupid.
K-Rock on your radio.
Tune in.
IHOP and Denny's for show.
Bean.
Stumbling and slurring, you know.
Kevin.
Edmund Fitzgerald's a boat.
Second.
Radio on Durf is the code.
What?
This is the best morning show.
That's right.
Number one on radio.
Hell no.
It's lunchtime, where should I go?
Hungry.
I want a fat burrito.
Harper.
Maybe I'll get a taco.
Supreme.
Maybe I'll get some nachos.
Cheesy.
Maybe I'll just get Lyco.
Skinny.
And that means I could eat Mo.
Piggy.
Then I might go back for Mo.
Seconds.
Then I'll hit toilet bowl.
Poo poo.
Baseball's the number one sport.
Home run.
Mama Mugs doesn't support.
Dodgers.
I ain't living at home.
Loser.
Can't afford to live on my own.
Expensive.
Can someone please pick up the phone?
Ringing.
How long should this rap go?
Forever.
After pee, I gotta go.
Urine.
Twice I just rhymed the word go.
Genius.
Mumble rap. Mumbling. This is mumble rapping. Mumbling. Mumble rap, this is mumble rapping. Mumbly, I'm all mumbles in the mumbleluba. Looks like you came back for Mo.
Bring it!
I am the star of the show.
Beer mug!
My belly, I like to show.
Harry!
Flabby, I'm feeling like dough.
Fat ass!
No one can mess with my flow.
Try it!
Jackass, don't try this at home.
Knoxville!
Hate me, but you're the asshole.
Douchebag!
Something that rhymes with asshole.
Finish!
Mumble rap, mumbling. Oh, this is mumble rapping. Mumbling.
Wow.
Mumble rap, this is mumble rapping. Mumbly, I'm all mumbles.
Guys, it's been nice knowing you guys, but this is where
I
moved to greener pastures.
Wow.
That was great.
That was
That was another installment of Beer Mug Side Hustle. Don't quit your day job.
How's it going? Dude, how's it going?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What's your name?
Is that really important?
It is if we're gonna become friends. What are you doing for Christmas this year?
Probably go spend it with family.
Mind if I come along?
Not enough room for that.
I'm making fudge over here. I could bring that. How's it going? Dude, how's it going?
Good.
Don't you just love Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
You make a Yule log or eggnog?
What's that?
You making a Yule log or eggnog? One or two?
Oh, two.
How's that going for you? I'm making something over here. Looks a lot like a fruitcake. Can you take a second and tell me the story of the baby Jesus?
All the animals and all the wise men.
Yeah. What's up with all that?
I don't know.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? Dude, how's it going?
Fine.
What's your name?
Brian,
don't you just love Christmas? Know what I mean? My belt buckle is made out of mistletoe.
don't you shut the f*** up?
Hey, how's it going? Dude, how's it going?
How are you?
What's your name? Dude, what's your name?
Not now, man.
You like Christmas time like I do? Dude, you like Christmas time?
No, no.
You know what I call my penis? You know what my nickname is for my penis?
Excuse me?
You know what my nickname is for my penis? Jolly old Saint Dick.
I don't want to hear this, man.
Come on, it's jolly old Saint Dick.
I came on the show first thing this morning at 5:30 wishing everybody a happy holiday season because now that we're into November, let's face it, it's time.
Yeah, my tree's up. Mm-hmm.
I saw an Instagram post that said it's the first of Christmas.
It is the first of Christmas. And that's why you have heard the words acoustic Christmas on the program today. Monday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll be giving you all the details about when tickets go on sale, who's going to be performing this year. We do have dates for you. And if I understand correctly, Kevin, they are December 8th and 9th at the Forum.
Correct.
So this year's acoustic Christmas, you definitely don't want to miss that announcement. Monday morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
I was horrified to find out that I work with somebody who eats pizza with a knife and a fork.
How dare you?
Because what kind of monster is Bean that he sits down with a piece of pizza and pulls out a fork?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Here's what I'm going to say about that. I eat a lot of foods with a fork and with a fork and knife, but I will tell you that pizza, for some reason. By the way, I 100% eat pizza with a fork and knife. There's
every
no
every time?
Every time. Because right? Pizza's a messy hand food. It's going to get on you. I don't need it. But here's the thing I'll say about pizza, though, is that that is the one that really – I mean, remember when – what's his name? Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. Remember Forkgate? Mm-hmm. Remember when he sat down and had a pizza? People were like, I don't know if I can vote for this guy anymore.
You know why? Monster.
Right.
I don't know why what it is about pizza that drives people so crazy that somebody would choose to use a fork so that they don't get their hands all greasy.
I mean, we were disgusted by that. But then when we found out what else you do with the fork and knife, what other foods, pizza became the least of my concerns.
I don't like hand foods, you
same,
guys.
Same.
What? If I can eat it with a fork and it's neater that way, why wouldn't I?
Do you eat pizza with a fork and a knife?
I can if it gets very greasy. I would rather eat it with a fork and a knife than dab it with a napkin, which I've seen more commonly.
Those people are gross.
And hate it.
Yeah.
So if it is a disgusting piece, in that way, I will cut it up.
So you have a line where it gets bad enough.
Well, yes, but as I said,
Bean
earlier,
goes into it with fork and knife.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I got caught this weekend by my fiance eating chips and salsa with a fork and a knife, which was insane. I admit.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
you don't need a knife though; just a fork.
Hold up,
it was a fork.
You do too, Bean?
Yes.
Okay, fork.
Well, because
how does that?
The salsa wasn't in
work,
a bowl, so I would normally dip and eat, which I don't love doing. Like he said, I don't like food on my hands. But because this was a flat plate with salsa to the left of the chips, I would then move the chip with the fork and then bring it up to my mouth all together.
Why couldn't you just grab the chip and touch it and put it up to your mouth?
Because then it would be messy.
What's messy about
that? I'm not getting any leverage down and then up with the chip. I'm
well, you're bad with your hands then.
Well, then I'm bad with my hands, and I'm willing to say that.
Danielle is still going through with the wedding.
Yes, she's decided to stick with it despite the fact.
It was probably like a 2-day waffling period where she wasn't sure.
Had to be.
Right?
Well, I give her that kind of time.
He does sandwiches, hamburgers,
all of
that.
Okay, slow down. Sandwiches.
Yes.
Bean.
Yes.
Jensen.
Sandwiches, butter, all you with hand.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly, though, there's a chance that either the peanut butter or the jelly is going to escape.
You don't
want to take a risk with that.
Can't have a jailbreak.
Right?
You don't want to take a risk with that?
No. Obviously, hamburgers, 100%. 100% knife and fork.
The only thing I ever use for a hamburger is a knife and a fork, maybe to cut it in half if it's huge and you can't hold on to it. But that's it.
I'll throw something in, Bean.
Okay.
Buffalo wings. Nope. Fork and knife.
Oh, absolutely fork and knife.
Yeah.
100% fork and knife.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'll tell
you
the other one. And by the way, we are going to take some calls on this topic if you want to weigh in. 1-800-520-1067.
I mean, should Allie and I quit?
Kevin, I was just going to say, what are we doing?
What's
here?
Happening?
These people are insane.
Either you're
this
on
is when the... you find out like your neighbor's a murderer or something like that.
Worse.
You go, holy
this
cow.
Is worse.
This is your rear window.
Right.
Either you're right and you're neat like Jensen and I, and you eat lots of things with forks. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067.
Or you're normal and not a monster.
Or you have a problem with friends or family or loved ones doing the same thing. I'm going to throw this one out, and this is the one that has made my wife threaten to divorce me on numerous occasions. We all eat spaghetti or pasta with a fork, all of us, right? 100%.
Yes.
But I cut up my pasta with a knife and fork to make the pasta pieces very small so that I don't have to do any of that twirling. I don't have to do any of that.
That's the best part.
I don't have to do any of that winding it around my fork to get it into my mouth. I just
that twirling really just burns calories, doesn't it? Really difficult.
It's not that. It's just
Lady and the Tramp.
It's just that you're going to get some of that pasta on your face. Some of that is going to be on your chin.
Have you ever wiped yourself off?
Yes, I use.
Do you take a shower?
Of course.
Well, then who cares?
I'm just saying. I would rather put the fork in and bring out a bite-sized piece of spaghetti or pasta.
I'm not saying that I eat spaghetti with my hands. Mm-hmm. I would be a monster then.
No, I'm saying of course we all use a fork, but I cut up the pasta so that I don't have to do any of that nonsense twirling.
I like that because then also the suck up with the and then you don't have the spray on the shirt being
exactly.
I do like that. 100%.
I'm not happy.
Here's where Bean lost me.
Okay.
Apples.
Yes, apples. Because if you're eating an apple, it's going to have juice in it, and
yes,
why you eat it.
You can cut up an apple into slices.
Yes,
that's what I do.
I love
and
that.
Then what?
Pick them up with a fork and eat them.
Yeah, dip it in peanut butter.
What's the?
Oh my god!
Do you do the peanut butter thing, Bean?
No, I don't do the peanut butter.
No, too messy. It could get on me.
No, but I would dip it. If I use a fork, it's definitely not messy. It's just a dip.
Let's take one call before the break because we're running out of time. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Angel, line one, Los Angeles, please. I think Angel's on our side here, Jensen.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And yes, I am. I just, many excuses. I do eat a pizza with a fork and a knife.
Yeah.
Yes, you should.
I only had one slice, and I really got to make it count. Because I'm skinny, but I'm a fat boy with pizza. The whole thing disappears.
Okay, but hold on. How does you using a fork with pizza determine how much you eat?
Oh, no, because it's called a bite size. It's like,
he's slowing it down. He's slowing the process down.
I'm slowing it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you know what most people do for a bite size? They pick it up and they take a bite.
Yeah.
So you're not.
No. When it comes like that with my hand, I can eat the whole thing with two bites. I know it.
Okay, you're a weirdo. I don't want you on my side.
No. He's a weirdo. Please. He's on your side. You have him.
I'm all a right. pizza lover.
Yeah. Let's take, we can't. Eric, you hang on. We'll get to you first right after this break. 1-800-520-1067. Eating foods with a fork or a fork and knife, other people judge you or you judge other people. That's the topic. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, we're going to get to Muse in just a second. First, which line are we going to?
We're going to go to Eric, line five, please. Huntington Beach. He's got one to add to the list of foods you should only eat with a knife and fork.
Hey, Eric.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I'm a team Bean on this, fork and knife, everything. But the one that causes the most issues, corn on the cob.
100%. There's no reason to ever pick up corn on the cob
Even with the little, what do they call the little things you stick in the
even
end
with the
corner.
Little tong things?
Yeah, even with the little tong
what?
Things.
What?
Nope. It's just too messy. You cut that corn off and eat it with a fork.
What kind
That's
of
what
a slob are you that you're getting food all over your entire body when you eat something?
The opposite. I'm the neatest eater in the world because I eliminate.
You're a monster, sir.
I eliminate all of the opportunities for it to go wrong.
You're Eric a monster, is, as is Eric from Huntington yeah. Beach.
You guys
Eric,
hate America.
Right.
Eric, do you get pushback from friends and family and loved ones over using a fork?
For years, I ended up having to grow a beard and mustache just so it kind of looked like I had a reason to use a fork and knife.
Wow, that's dedication.
Well, we accept you into our life. Absolutely, Eric. You don't have to be ashamed or grow a beard or anything with Bean and I.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. By the way, Garrett writes in, I cut up my pasta, too, for my three-year-old. What the hell are you doing, Bean? More calls coming up next on K-Rock.
I don't even know what to think, what to do.
Yeah, Kevin, we got to get out of here.
What should we do?
I'm regretting this topic because I feel like America is already split down the middle in enough ways.
Bean, listen, when people bring new revolutionary ideas to the table, they're not always accepted immediately. Sometimes
it
takes time.
This is a new revolutionary idea, is it?
Yeah.
Well, we appear to be in the minority, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
Jensen and I eat many foods with a fork or a fork and knife that y'all just pick up with your hands like Neanderthals.
Yeah, why don't you go eat at medieval times?
Seriously. Janice writes in, I'm with Bean and Jensen, fork and knife life.
Woo!
But then Seabass writes in, hey, Allie, let me know when you and Kevin start your podcast. I just can't deal with the other two anymore.
Right?
Amen.
I've listened from the beginning and now I'm out. Damn it, Bean and Jensen. F you. That's from Seabass.
Because they're monsters.
They're let's awful try, people.
Let's get through as many calls as we can here. We got a bunch of good ones. We got another Eric on line five, this time from Torrance, up first in this segment here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Eric, thank you for calling. What say you?
Good morning. Sushi is the topic.
Yeah, you eat it with your hands or chopsticks.
Fork. That's a fork. Sushi.
Fork as well.
Well, I can't do chopsticks. I used to not be able to. I eat it with a fork.
I got to be honest.
Soy sauce.
I got to be honest. I do it because I can't use chopsticks.
You use a fork
yes.
instead of your hands.
Oh, I use my hands on most of the stuff, but if it's dirty...
Welcome to the revolution,
no.
Kevin.
Oh, no,
I do it because I fail in a different situation. I can't use the chopsticks.
Excuses. Welcome to the
no,
team.
No, sir, I am not on your team. Not with you.
This is concerning.
Eric is absolutely right. Is. Sushi is definitely a fork item, for sure.
No. Yeah, your hands smell like soy sauce for like 3 weeks.
Do you
How
ever
soy
wash?
Sauce are you using?
I wash. I'm just saying that's like hot Cheetos. I also use a fork with those because that will be your hands will be orange for years.
You use a fork with hot Cheetos?
Yes. You have to scoop it up.
Yeah,
you
scoop
don't
it
like
up. No, I don't. Okay. I don't,
you get
I don't
out of,
puncture it.
You get out of America.
Let's
right?
go to Long
yes,
Beach.
Kevin.
Line 7, Samantha. By
was
the
that
way,
a good burn?
It was
good. Speaking of America, by the way, Helfred writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, please not forget that our current president also eats pizza with a knife and fork.
Boom!
Congrats,
you're all
guys.
Monsters.
Boom!
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, clocks, even a broken clock is right twice.
Well said. All right, Samantha, you're up.
Hi, good morning. I eat ribs with a fork.
Yeah,
ribs are an especially messy food.
Just eating off of a bone to me is disgusting. My fiance loves ribs, and anytime we go somewhere where there are ribs, I will sit on the same side of the table as him so I cannot see him because it's just disgusting.
Absolutely, she's right.
I mean, it can be disgusting, but I don't eat that with a fork because it's made to be picked up. Pick it up, and then what you do is you wash your hands.
If for any reason, if the meat is too tough and it won't come off the bone, I won't eat it. I refuse to.
Yeah, because you don't want to wrestle with an animal carcass.
Right?
I understand.
How difficult is that?
Exactly.
Samantha, I have a song for you.
You eat everything with a knife and fork. You're a dick. Dick. Yeah. Just come use on. Your fingers.
Right?
I mean,
thank you for calling.
Nice.
All right. Let's try Stephanie Riverside, please, line 6. I think that was a little harsh,
yeah,
Omar.
I'm
very nice lady.
I loved it. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning.
You're a monster or you are against monsters?
I'm against monsters.
Okay. Excellent.
So I was calling because I have a coworker that eats everything with a knife and fork, but the worst thing we've seen her do it with is a freaking taco.
Taco? How do you eat? It's worse.
Oh, yeah, guys. Never heard of a taco salad? That's all that is. That's a taco with fork and knife.
A taco is worse with a knife and fork as far as mess
up. Taco salads. It's the same thing.
It is absolutely. Thing. She'll lay it flat on the plate, bust out a fork and knife, cut it, and then be like, well, my mouth is too small, so I can't pick it up.
Oh, well, that's, I don't want her on my team.
What the?
That's a weird
one. Yeah, her mouth is too small.
Right?
Trying to decide whether her boyfriend.
Trying to decide whether her mouth is too small is hot or not. I can't.
It's not.
I don't think it's a positive, if that's what you're saying.
We were eating breakfast slash lunch yesterday at Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
As we do, as we are wont to do.
As we normally do, yes. And
what was the special occasion yesterday? Why did we go to such a nice place? Do you remember?
No, it just seemed like it was some kind of anniversary or something.
Maybe for the holidays or so that we just thought we'd step it up a bit.
Can't remember exactly. But anyway, we go into Taco Bell, and I'm telling you that restaurants before they open, that's probably why the music gets turned up so loud.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because they're prepping
cleaning,
and doing whatever they have to do, and there's no customers. But once the customers comes in, you'd think they'd turn the music down a little.
Lisa, have you had experiences where the music sometimes is way too loud in the restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
I think part of it is that it's noisy back in the kitchen, and they have the music turned up loud so that they can enjoy it where they are with the machinery, and you're sitting out on the other side just at the table, and of course there's nothing else happening, so it's just way too loud.
That's question one. Question two is, how do you ever pick the Neil Diamond Christmas album?
Is that what they were playing?
How's that your musical selection for Taco Bell, for God's sake?
This is what it was like when we were sitting at the table. Kevin is about two seats away from me. And I said, Kevin, can you pass me the hot sauce? What? The hot sauce. Hand me some of that hot sauce.
What?
And there's nothing we can do about it. So we go up to the counter.
Yeah.
And we say, anyway, you can turn down the music. And they say, no, that's the preset volume. It's set.
It's a gold gliding in a
we say, but we can't hear.
And they said, what?
They said, what?
And then we said, how do you pick Neil Diamond's album Blows?
And they said, huh?
They said, we can't hear the music.
I think they just don't want people to eat. I think they don't want people to eat inside the restaurant. I think they're trying to encourage the drive-off business.
You think they were trying to run us off?
Maybe. I don't know. That's what they did in Waco.
What a bright time. It's the right time. It's the night away.
For the purposes of the show, though, can we turn this off?
What?
Can you kill the music?
You can't hear you. The music's too loud.
Kill it. Get rid of the music.
Oh, turn it off.
Oh, my God.
Adam. Were your ears bleeding?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
God.
That's, I'm going to be completely honest. Not making this up for the funny man on the radio. That is not far from how loud it was in the restaurant. I mean, it hurt. I had the same thing happen to me on an airplane the other day. The flight attendant came on and started doing the announcements.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, I instantly, my hands and everyone else around me, their hands go right to their ears.
Well, they have more trouble with the volume on airplanes than any other place on Earth.
My God. And again, I know it's because they're in a different section of the plane and they don't realize what it's like when the speaker's 4 inches from your head.
Right.
But they come on and they start talking about, and the seatbelt. You can never understand a word they're saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're going to go up to about 22,000 feet and I'm going to turn off the fastened seatbelt sign.
Ouch.
Oh, my God. I can't even hear.
Well, we couldn't get anyone at the counter yesterday to talk to us at the Taco Bell about the music, but we thought maybe if we called, you know, being big time radio DJs or something.
Absolutely.
Maybe always works.
Maybe they could give us some sort of an explanation as to why it needs to be so goddamn loud.
I can't imagine it's preset.
Taco Bell, this is Ron.
Ron?
Hey, it's Kevin and me. We're calling. We're on the air at K-Rock. We're right down the street from your Taco Bell location in Toluca Lake.
What's that?
Hi, it's Kevin and Bean. We're calling from K-Rock. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah,
what?
We're good.
Is that Christmas music you have playing in the background?
Say that again?
Is that the Neil Diamond Christmas album that's still playing in the background?
Yeah, it is.
How do you pick Neil Diamond?
Oh, I don't pick the music.
Can you please turn it down?
Say that again?
Can you turn the music down, please?
Well, we're supposed to play the music at a set
set level.
What's that?
He said they have the music at a set level.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, the problem. Look, we ate in your restaurant yesterday, sir, and the music was so loud that we could not even hear each other talking across a table.
It was too loud?
Yes. So we're saying the music is way too loud. Can you, I mean, don't you ever hear complaints from customers about it?
Well, actually, the customers seem to like it.
They don't like Neil Diamond, sir.
How do you know you can't hear them?
No, that's true.
Is that the only Christmas music you have is Neil Diamond?
No, we have a, it's on a set. It's a set tape that they send to all of us.
Yeah, you need to change the tape.
And turn it down.
This Neil Diamond Christmas CD just blows from every side.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Never mind.
How are those chalupas moving for you?
Oh, the chalupas are great.
Yeah, well, very popular.
Please drop them, or whatever is your slogan is.
If you guys come down here, I'll comp you some chalupas.
Okay. Oh, you'll take care of us on that, huh?
Good. Well, we would like to, but we can't ruin our ears any more than they already are.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, never mind.
All right, Mr. Taco Bell, nice to chat with you. Merry Christmas.
All right, happy holidays.
Right, you bye too. Bye bye.
It's unbelievable.
And the music just goes on like that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Serious, I'm not kidding when I say Neil Diamond. You heard it. What the hell?
At that volume?
Who is listening to Neil Diamond?
Anyone at Taco Bell.
I'm Jewish guy, should not be allowed to make Christmas presents. I'm sorry, God, you know, I love Barry Manilow. No. Kenny G, no.
You're right.
Jewish guys cannot make Christmas music. It just doesn't work.
Night number two of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Kiss Christmas is coming up on Sunday, December 9th at the Forum with your Florence and the Machine, your Death Cab for Cutie, your Bastille, your Mike Shinoda, and all the rest. Oh, and how about Billie Eilish, who joins us in studio here on the Kevin Beach Show right now. Billy.
Here I am.
How are ya?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're great. We're so happy to see you. Very excited for the show coming up. You have been traveling the world so much in the last couple of years. What's it like to kind of be at home now?
It's weird. It's really weird. I'm like fooled that I'm actually done, but I'm not done at all. So yeah. I'm good. It's great.
Does it feel like you should be doing more every day just because you life on the road?
I am doing more every day.
You
so,
are. Okay.
It feels like it should feel. I feel like maybe. I don't know, but I'm really happy being able to sleep in my own bed.
Oh sure.
Oh, so yeah. That's great. And going to my own bathroom.
That's what you do in the bathroom. Three sold out shows at the Fonda Theater tonight, Wednesday and Thursday. How about friends and family? Is everybody like dying to see you when you come through Southern California?
Dude, it's in, you know what though? Here's what's weird is like when I'm gone, it's like, Billy, come home. Billy, come home. I want to see you. I got to see you.
I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you. When you're back, like I'm picking you up and then I come home and then I'm home and they're like, oh, you know what I mean? So
they're less excited when you're back.
They don't care. When I leave, they're like, oh my God, you left again? Like, why didn't we hang out? I'm like, because you.
Billy, really quick, just to let you know, you have terrible friends.
True. Okay. No, I don't.
Those are bad friends.
No. Yeah. But the good ones, it does suck to be away from them. So, and the thing is, like, when people are like, are you excited for your LA shows? It's like, I don't even care about the show, to be honest. When I think about it, that's the only time I get to see any of my friends because I can't see them at any other point. And the only chance I get to see them is the 2 hours in my green room before my show. So I'm hyped for that.
You travel with your mom, but you probably don't get to see, you know, brothers and sisters and whatnot.
You're wrong, actually.
Really?
You would assume, right?
Yeah.
But no, it's I travel with my mom and my dad and my brother. Writes,
family affair.
He performs with me and we write everything together and he produces my stuff. So it's like it's a whole family event. And that's our whole family. So it's not like anybody's left out.
I feel like I would fight a lot with my brothers if we worked together.
You're right.
I like to think there's one other Eilish who's just like an accountant. Just like at that home, would. Like, I didn't get that gene. Super bummer.
That would be a super bummer.
Yeah.
No, none of that. None
Billy,
of that.
True or false, you can now drive legally in the state of California?
Legally with an adult 25 years or over with my permit.
And how's that going? Is it terrifying or do you love it?
I'm obsessed, dude. I love driving. Honestly, you know, it's weird. Like on this, because we just got back from this like month long tour, even though we've been touring like nonstop, but also here and there, kind of since like a little bit over a year ago. Mm-hmm. But we just got back from this like sort of month long U.S. tour, and so we got back like a couple days ago. But every single night on the bus, I had a dream about driving. It wasn't an interesting dream. I wasn't even doing anything.
So
cool.
No follow up questions on that.
No, I dead ass was just driving around streets,
just going down Tampa,
just really random, yeah, like stop signs, stop, yeah, lights,
turning on DeSoto,
facts,
passing a bank.
It's really weird. I just like my body was like missed it. So I, yeah, so I love driving. And
LA will beat that out of you, though.
You're right. Okay. I've heard. Yeah, you're right.
Well, but one day you should drive the bus.
Never mind. Hell no. Dude, I'd rather die. Honestly, like my mom.
Your mom's the bus driver?
No.
Like, what are you, a partridge?
No, but what I'm saying is that I'm obsessed with driving, right? But I've also always been like a car head, so like,
oh, like you're speaking my language. So, you're a car head, yeah.
I really am. So like when I was like 8, I went to the auto show. I've known what kind of car I've wanted my whole life, and then like my parents have like, you know, minivan,
a parent's right. car,
really, a parent's car, yeah,
the ugliest thing I've ever stepped foot in. And my dad has a Mazda 5, which I like more,
right?
But the minivan, I hate it. And also, it's so thick. Like,
what do you
I don't
want?
What
is your
car?
What is the car you want? What is the car you've wanted since you were a kid? Well, please be a Miata.
No. Oh, okay. When I was younger, I wanted a like baby, like bright blue Mustang convertible.
Awesome, nice.
But then I kind of grew out of that, and for like years now, I've wanted like a matte black Dodge Challenger.
Also cool.
But also a Lamborghini, though.
I'm noticing.
And then also
muscle cars. You like muscle cars?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. And like I like the thin ones. Like I like when they're low to the ground and thin to, because
thin
cars. I hate, like, I don't know, I'm like describing them like people describe girls sometimes. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a thick car. I want like a like a curvy one, you know, but like thin curvy though. I don't want too much going on. But like,
so your first house, when you buy your first house, it's going to have parking for like 12
cars.
Oh,
no, one, yeah. Dude, 12 cars. Bro, I'm going to turn into 21 Savage.
Yeah, exactly.
For the rest of my life.
Exactly. Billie Eilish in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we're talking about, among other things, the upcoming Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. She'll be performing on night 2. We have a bunch of questions about the music we're going to get to in a minute, but I have to, this is one more teenage question I have to ask. So, are you done with school already, or are you still homeschooling?
Are you faking homeschooling?
I've never been to school, so there's a little fact.
Okay.
Never was at school, so I never had to quit school. But I graduated, like, last year, like the beginning of last year. But I just, like...
You're like Doogie Howser.
You graduate.
Doogie doesn't know who Doogie Howser is. What do you know your audience,
Damn,
Jensen?
You got ice. Let's see it. Ooh.
You have 43 rings on.
I do. And I have
17 watches.
Five watches
on. I have one necklace, and you're like, that's cool, man. But it's like the most pity that's cool, man, you've ever given. That's all right.
But, so you did homeschool, though. Obviously, you had to at least take a test at some point in your life to get a graduation certificate, right?
I mean, your parents are janky if that didn't happen, right?
Billy, do you know anything about anything?
No, she's. I mean, you seem with it. You're smart.
I'm
agreed.
Sure.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't. The things that I need to do in my life don't have to do with.
But that's what I said when I was your age, and everybody said you still have to go to school and graduate.
Yeah, but you don't, though.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how much biology still comes up in my radio career every day. I'm like, what's an element? It just comes up all the time.
I don't have a radio career.
No. You're
so
lucky.
It's different, though.
You're better off. You don't like waking up at 4:15 every morning?
No, I'm good. I'm good here. But
see,
no,
if,
yeah,
see if
I,
you could pick up that Dodge Challenger after all.
I graduated last year, took this thing called the chess beer or whatever. So it was like a graduation, you know, sort of, but there was no celebration. There was no anything. I just
no
was
prom.
Like, my parents just signed something and then it happened.
At 15, you graduated.
Yes.
You might as well be graduated from college too then while you're at it. I mean, if you're just making stuff up.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Facts. But I never, you know what? Whatever.
She went to Seton Hall. She graduated Seton Hall. Congratulations, Billie Eilish. See, no one's going to ask and second guess it.
Three sold out shows at the Fonda Theater. That's a amazing, by the way. I mean,
thank
I know
you.
Hometown Incredible. Shows are special for any artist, but I mean, just to go back and see your people out there screaming for you three nights in a row is amazing.
Yeah, it's so sick. I'm so excited.
And then in a couple of weeks, of course, the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. Billie Eilish is here. This is very fun for us. We're so happy to see you. We got a lot of questions still remaining right after this with Billie on K-Rock.
She is playing night number two of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on Sunday, December 9th at the Forum, and she is in studio with us right now. More with our guest, Billie Eilish, right after we hear some of her music here on The Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock.
Bite my tongue, bide my time, wearing a warning sign, wait till the world is mine. Visions I vandalize, cold in my kingdom size, fell for these ocean eyes. You should see me in a crowd, I'm gonna run, there's nothing to help. Watch me make them bow, one by, one by, one, one by, one by. You should see me in a crowd, your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow, one by, one by, one, one by, one by, one. Count my cards, watch them fall, blood on a marble wall. I like the way they all scream. Tell me which one is worse, living or dying first, sleeping inside a hearse. You say, come over, baby, I think you're pretty. I'm okay, I'm not your baby, if you think I'm pretty. You should see me in the crowd, I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hold. Watch me make them bow, one by, one by, one, one by, one by. You should see me in the crowd, your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow, one by, one by, one, one by, one by.
You should see me in a crown. That is Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish in studio with us now on the Kevin Bean Show with 1.5 billion streams of her music on the internet, over 7 million Instagram followers. Yet she's carving out some time for the Kevin and Bean Show, you guys. How
that's very nice. Yeah.
Billie, thank you in advance, by the way. I know we'll see you on the night, but thank you so much for doing the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. Have you done, of course, you've done festivals and whatnot. Have you done any of these radio shows before where you're on with, like, you know, 10 other bands that night?
Have I? I don't.
Are
I,
they all just one
really
show
know,
at this point,
honestly,
to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't. I, if I'm honest,
be honest.
This is the Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody like a week ago was like, "Okay, can you do liners?" And I was like, "Sure," because I do that a lot, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Say, but hey, this is Billie Eilish. I'm super excited to do this thing I didn't even know I was gonna do.
Right.
And so they're like, "Okay, so it says Billie Eilish. I'm super excited to play Almost Acoustic Christmas." I was like, "What the f- is that?" And I still don't know what it is, but I'm hyped though. So
as long as you're hyped,
and I have no idea what it is.
You're gonna play for the Los Angeles Clippers. It's 3 games, just a small home run.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no, that is what it is.
Okay.
No, but thank you for having me. I actually am. You guys are cool, so I'm like, it's good.
We're all gonna have a great time. But I mean, like I said, you've done so many, you know, festivals. I mean, when you do Lollapalooza and stuff like that, it's the same sort of energy, same sort of vibe. And I know that you love. You know, I know that you love all kinds of music, but you've mentioned in the past you love like Green Day and Chili Peppers and Mike Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
Bands like that have done these shows too. I mean, it's a real fun environment. You'll enjoy.
She's already on the bill, Bean.
I know. I'm not trying to sign her up, right? I'm just saying.
We want her to do both nights. Is that what you're saying?
Billy, what about, and you're an artist that I couldn't ask this question of a ton of the musicians that come through here. Oh, very nice.
Sorry.
What about
that was pretty sweet.
What about how quickly your fans started covering your music and uploading it online? Did that freak you out at first?
It all freaked me out. Everything did. Just like it's weird. What? Do you even like I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. And especially like when they cover, like even now, if I do a live stream, let's say, mm-hmm. or like I accidentally post like some video, or I do a live stream of some unreleased song, and like I don't post it, I just, it's there for 2 seconds and it's gone. Like,
right.
There are covers of a song that I haven't released, I haven't even posted about, and then there's like a whole cover online. It's so...
That seems highly illegal.
I mean, but it's cool though. But it's all love, so...
I've heard you talk about how it's sort of difficult to get your head around, and there's no rule book for
yeah.
this kind of attention.
Who would know what to do in this situation?
Only other people that are in that situation, I would assume,
yeah,
and probably
even,
not at the beginning.
I don't even know if like the maybe, biggest people know what they're doing.
It's just Bono. It's just you and Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle.
Again, not a good reference for a 16-year-old.
He had it really hard when he was a kid.
From Malcolm in the Middle. I don't...
the fan connection, though, is something that most artists have to work so hard to build,
yeah.
and... There's something about you and your style and your music, though, that made it happen almost overnight. And I know that it's an intangible. It's tough to describe how it happened.
Yeah.
But what's it feel like to have all that in the room with you?
It's so much love, dude. It's honestly, and I talk about it a lot, which is that I just feel like I want to be as much like as reachable as I can for mm-hmm. them, you know, like as equal, because nobody's on a higher pedestal. I'm not higher than they are. They're not higher than I am. We're all on the same level and we're all the same age. That's what's so that's what's so real about it, you know, because, and even the idea of paid meet and greets, like I don't like that idea, because it's like that all automatically puts me on a different level, and I don't want that. I get that that's how it has to be, you know, sort of sometimes, but
yeah.
it's like, I don't know.
That doesn't come from you at all.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And I just try to be as like as their person as possible. You know, I want to be there. I don't want to be like you stand there and then you wait, you know, and then you go and you stand next to them and take a picture and you don't touch them and you
right.
can't talk to them and you just walk away. I'm not like a toy. I'm not a doll. I'm like a human being, and I got and I'm
you
squishy.
Are
I'm squishy.
A
you gotta take
being.
A. You gotta hug me, bro.
It's a very creepy. Meet and greets are creepy.
They are creepy
yeah.
as hell.
Yeah.
They're creepy. Like
I
on the first tour I ever went on, which was like a year ago, which is not even long ago at all. It was like pretty small venues or whatever. There was no meet and greet, but. It wasn't like there was no meet and greet. It was literally that I would do the show, and then I would just go into the audience
mm-hmm.
afterwards. I literally go backstage, walk into the crowd, and meet everybody there, have as long of conversations as I possibly could with everybody there, you know, talk to them. They would give me things, and I would just, you know, just listen to them, because they're humans, you know? They're like people, and they, like...
That doesn't happen with most artists.
No, it really doesn't. And people lie about it happening. They're like, I love my fans. But if you say, I love my fans, you don't, bitch. The f***. No, you don't. No, you don't. Like, it's just, they're not fans. They're a fan of something, but they're not fans. Like, it's, you know, it's like that. It's like my family. It's like my little babies. I don't know.
Who do you feel about the way your fans, forgive me, feel about you,
mm.
that you would, you know, wait outside for to meet or whatever?
See, here's the thing. Justin Bieber, right? Obviously, but anybody could say that, right? Because I feel like everybody had a Justin Bieber phase when they were like 12 or something.
Sure.
And so when I say that, it doesn't sound as serious as it really was. And my mom is in the room and she can literally vouch for it, which is that when I was like 12, I was not a fan of him. I was like, that was like my first love. Like, that was the person I was in love with. In my head, he was in love with me. It
of
was
course.
Like a relationship with a person. You know when you like, you date somebody for a while
and they're that's your partner, and then you break up with them, and if you see a picture of them without really thinking, you automatically are like, oh, that's that person I was in a relationship with.
That's how you feel about Justin Bieber?
That's how I feel about Justin Bieber.
Billie Eilish might be psychotic, which is totally fine. I'm just like,
no, but
feel or felt?
This is
still feel or felt?
I'm not in a relationship with him.
No,
duh.
I know.
But it's
you're
like,
the one that thought you were, by the way. Yeah.
No, but
in the duh relationship, we might be able to say
it
to you.
I'm saying that it wasn't like a weird thing.
No, totally not. Definitely
like,
not.
Shut the No, it was literally like a, it was like a longing. Like, I would cry all the time just because he didn't know I existed.
Have you met him yet?
No, hell
bring
no.
him in. Justin Bieber, yeah, come on in.
Hell no, you better not do that. Nobody, that is never happening. I don't even, and
do
you know
you
what?
Not want to meet him?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, you're gonna meet him. You're gonna run into him.
I don't care. I don't want to meet him. You know what? Because he's had enough of me kind of people.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure. And I don't even, that's not me like pitying or whatever. Like, he is happily married to Hailey Bieber at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, 2 days ago, I was in San Diego for the show, and Hannah, who's at my label, was like, yo, did you know that like Hailey Baldwin changed her username to Hailey Bieber? And I cried immediately.
You cried.
It still hurts.
I cried.
I love Billie
and
Eilish.
I'm not soft. Listen, I'm not a soft person, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm not. I don't cry about things.
Right.
I really don't.
Because your chance was over? What is
I don't know what I. Something about seeing Hailey Bieber as her username somehow got to me, man. Because I used to call myself Billie Bieber. Like,
that's a better name. That is a better name.
Low key, it is. But here's the thing. There's no shade towards anybody. I love them together. It's fine. I'm not. I don't even want him. I don't want him at all.
Of course.
But I understand where you're coming from. Once
we are going to pick this session up 1 week from today.
Yeah.
I feel like we made some progress here, Billy. You are delightful. I'm so happy that you get a chance to be home for a few days. Have a wonderful time at the Fonda shows. All right.
I will.
And please be sure to say hi to us when we see you on December 9th at the Forum. Okay.
Of course.
She's going to meet Justin Bieber, and you're going to remember this interview, and she's going to murder him in front of everybody.